Watts and a kick from Betty Crocker. Over wet and back, I don't fuck with the black on stores, but hit the foot like a steel. Motherfuck, fine Marshall Bill. Oh, what the hell, throw the cocktail. I smell smoke, got the fuck out. Ice Cube, luck out. My nigga had a struck out, didn't get stuck out. In front of that store with the Nikes and Adidas. Oh, Jesus. Western Surplus got the heaters. Need us, so we can get the nines and the whatnots. Got the Moss Bird with the double eye buckshot. Ready for Daryl, and like Bob Better would say, keep your eye on the barrel. A sparrow, don't do the climb if you can't do the time. But I'm rolling, so that's a fucked up slogan. The Hogan's heroes spotted the gorilla by the scissor. Hitting up police killer, the super duper nigga that I buck. We had to tear this motherfucker up, so what the fuck?
You fucked up. You had room to get in this lane.
Hollywood, there's only two ways you can go. One, you can blow. blow up. But two, you can blow your nose out.
It's deep. It's deep, Beardo. Beardo's deep. He's a thinker. Emails about the release of the new Sims 4 expansion. EA is on the case. Bold claims in this chat this morning. Wow. Really taking the stand. It's very foggy out here today, and traffic sucks shit, so that's like a good double whammy, I guess. Or whatever, I mean, no one's going fast enough to fucking have a big foggy crash, unless, I don't know, maybe someone else will, but, and that's what, maybe what, maybe that's why the traffic's here. Let's, see if we can learn anything about the traffic while we're in the traffic. That's what I'm doing. apparently it doesn't, it does not deem this to be a traffic situation, it's not calling this a traffic jam. I guess that means I need to report it, right? I mean, that's, what do I do? What do I, hit that? Is that traffic? Traffic jam. Let's call this heavy traffic. I got 6 points. I just got 6 points. I would try the Facebook live streaming stuff from the car. I don't have like a, there's no, I don't have a way to mount an iPad in any kind of like reasonable way. So it's sort of, you know, it'd be video of the ceiling of the car or something, or Periscope for that matter. Just kind of Periscope chat's not as. You know, with this having, you know, with this thing having like a static chat screen, that means if traffic is stopped, I can glance over at it very quickly and still see something. Whereas like Periscope is that kind of more in and out ephemeral kind of thing. So like that's not, it's not very good. The Facebook stuff seems fine. Like it's got some kind of static display of chat along with the video. Also, yeah, well, Mixler's got heart and hearts. I mean, I guess I could finally go, like, merge my two Verizon accounts between this iPad and my phone, and then the phone would be easier to mount, and then spend the $30 that goes into this iPad fund into just, you know, data for the shared group of devices, and then video out of the phone, and then the phone is small enough to mount one of those weird, like, vent clips. But then if I was using the phone, I couldn't take phone calls, which I don't, guess I don't actually really do that often, but, you know, it's occasionally fun. Then I could have like a dash cam like the Russians. They're sunsetting the email client I used for a while. It's very sad, though not a surprise. Sunsetting. Like, the app updated yesterday and the patch notes were added sunset information or something along those lines. I liked Mailbox. It was a decent email client, except for on the desktop, it was fucked, and they never fucking fixed it, and it stayed fucked. So some emails that I would get, like something out of the fucking stats thing for the website, that would be like, here's the daily reports on how many people, blah, 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 blah. Just that thing just fucking crashed Mailbox every single time. So as a result, I don't look at the stats at all. And I switched to, like, what is it, like, Google Inbox for most of my personal stuff, but for whatever reason, the IT department at my place of business is like, what, new feature? No. So, can't do that. Can't use that at work. So on my phone, I'm going back to, like, the default Apple Mail client, and actually that's on my laptop as well. That's how it's going. I had to go through and undo all the folder fuckery that Mailbox did, like, as part of its, like, the way it works, too, which was fun, I guess. Whatever. Email sucks. I barely, you know, I don't get that much. Or, I mean, I get a lot, but, like, very little of it is, like, a personal thing written to me. It's just like, here's 9 more press releases about Kickstarters we're launching, and fucking shit is like, alright, well, whatever. I'm just deleting all of this. I'm reading the headline of this going, alright, well, that happened, I guess, and then moving on. I didn't hook up my phone. We moved floors. We moved to a different floor. And, like, their moving instructions were like, bring your phone with you. And I was like, great, I did. And so I packed up my phone, brought it with me, opened up my brand new filing cabinet drawer, and threw the fucking phone in it. I'm gonna see how long I can go. Or someone walks over and goes, I tried to call you. It'll be someone internal. It'll go like, I've been trying to get a hold of you. And I'll be like, oh yeah, what ways did you think about getting a hold of me? So I've been calling you. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah? Really? Okay, well, check this out. Then I will open the drawer, pull the phone out, and throw it at him. I'll say that I'm doing it to foster more face-to-face communication, you know, just important FaceTime with each other, you know, so we're building connections, building lasting connections throughout the business unit. Does that sound good? That sound good to me. it's sort of the weird thing, like, you know, the, it's internal calls, or, like, or if they're external calls, like, the, if it's someone that I probably actually want to talk to, they have, like, way more ways to get a hold of me than that phone number, which I've never given out. Like, I don't walk around with business cards going like, here's my desk phone, give me a call. So, like, the only people that are calling that number are people that are, like, calling the main number and finding me in the directory, or they're people that, like, got it off some weird list of, like, press contacts, and, like, those, you know, like, they should send an email. I do still have a landline in my home, and I don't know why. Like, in case of emergency, I guess? But, like, at the same time, there's, you know, it's not like I have, like, an old-ass princess phone that works with no power plugged into it, so in a true emergency, I would have to go dig it. Actually, you know what? I have the red phone from the old office. That doesn't require power. But also, it can't dial. It doesn't have, you know, dialing on it. I get shitty cell signal in my house, so calls on my iPhone suck ass. But also, I don't talk on the phone that much, so what's it matter? But yeah, I pay $40 a month for a phone that we don't use. You know, it's just, like, it's there, and it's, I'll occasionally call my mom on it or something. But, you know, she calls me on my cell phone. Like, it's not, you know. I mean, for a while I had DSL, so you had to pay for, you know, a phone number in conjunction with that. You know, that's money I'm wasting, right? It's not. It's not valuable. Though we needed to fax something not that long ago, and it was nice to have. Which, like, you know, I talk about even more fucking backwards ways of fucking communicating. It's a goddamn fax machine. And I bought, like, a printer fax scanner thing, and then we realized we needed to fax something. Like, oh, shit, wait, this thing is a fax machine. And then we were able to fax some stuff. Which was real stupid, I don't know, this just felt dumb. But it was nice to, you know, like, that was nice to be able to do that instead of, like, having to, like, go to the fucking FedEx, Kinko's, and pay them, like, $12 a page or whatever dumb shit that they charge to fax things. I guess I could have brought it into work, faxed it from here. Yeah, I don't know, it's probably not worth the money I'm paying to keep that phone number, and I wonder if I should, well, I guess changing my cell phone number would be a fucking boondoggle, like, super fucking hassle, but, well, no, I was gonna say, like, it'd be cool to keep that phone number because I've had it for so long, but for so many years, me and also a few of my friends gave that phone number out to people that we didn't want to have the ability to get a hold of us, that now, you know, like, businesses and stuff, like, that now it just, like, it gets so many calls that are just telemarketing fucking just bullshit that that I wouldn't want to have that phone number ring through to actually reach me, because then, you know, if I ported that to my cell phone, then I would get a bunch of shit calls. I bet there's some online service that will fax things for you. There's got to be. If you're like, hey, I've got documents, and I've scanned them in because I have a scanner, because I had a lot of rap magazines from the 90s that I wanted to have high-resolution JPEGs of, that I bet you could just scan that shit and then fax it somehow that way. Yeah, maybe I should just tweet the phone number out there and then turn the ringer off. Actually, I think the ringer might be off now. It picks up and hangs up on people. It's hooked up to like an answering machine type, like, you know, voicemail type thing. But that thing just picks up and says, no one's available to take your call, please call again. It hangs up. You don't get to leave a message. It's just like, fuck you, bye. Click. Which I think is pretty rad. Thing is, I wonder if not having that phone number as like a fucking dead drop, like, place to, you know, point credit card company, you know, it's like stuff that like is on accounts that I have and stuff like that. Like, I wonder if like giving out my cell number for those situations would then suddenly lead to like a rapid influx of shit calls and telemarketers and shit on my cell phone. I guess I could just point it at my Google Voice number. That thing is usually set to do not disturb unless I'm taking calls here in the car. They could call up and get the beatbox phone. But then what if Google Voice gives my phone number away and then someone else gets it and then someone with some account thing calls someone else and they steal my identity? The idea of Google Voice, like the idea behind it of like just get this one phone number and then it'll ring wherever, don't worry about it, is actually like kind of fucking cool. Like, I don't really have a problem that needs solving that way, but that's actually like, that's pretty neat. If I could port my landline into a Google Voice number. I wonder if that is... I wonder if that works. It'd be kind of cool. I can keep that number, which I like for dumb nostalgic reasons, but not, you know. Everybody knows, fucking mouth, Google's just been so good at, like, launching things that people then come to rely upon and then going like, ah, you know, we're done with this, and then shutting it the fuck down, that just, like, I don't know that I'm ready to, like, rely on Google Voice for anything serious. I mean, I'll wait until next year, I guess, and see how the Wi-Fi calling stuff is on my phone when they turn it on, because sometimes that fucks up. Quiet, no. Stop. Say he's Chef. Look out for LL Cool J. Watch out for that dude. He's going to bomb a town. Nice quiet times in the tunnel. Ponder the motives of LL Cool J. And that's why I have my bumper sticker, "What town would Cool Mo D bomb?"
Them bands gon' quit, hey, bae, bae, bae. Them bands are shit, they'll pay your rent. Woo. your wife. Running up checks quick. Diamond. Watch. Bezel. Sick. Man. Yellow. Stripper. Bitch. Hundreds. Thousands. Money. Come quick. Running up checks quick. Diamond. Watch. Bezel. Sick. Man. Yellow. Stripper. Bitch. Hundreds. Thousands. Money. Come quick.
Got a trap house in Memphis. Got a crib in Cali.
Hey.
I run both of them together and I make magic. Margiela, Burberry, Giuseppe, Versace, Rolling, Breitling, everything designer. Trapper slash rhymer, been doing this.
Writing your song about like California and then bragging in it that you went to Sacramento is like fucking. Pretty absurd. Yeah, I went to Sacramento, it was nice. Like, no, nope. You're lying. Sacramento, there's like six Del Tacos there, so you know. So we had to go.
Shade 45 Sirius XM. The hype is real, bitch.
So I could do without the vulgarity, thank you.
Something is happening by. Try to find out what's happening.
might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alert and on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south pole, switch the right door, cause I don't like all the hype for night fall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a few down, big brothers out of bone. Like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll show like Pacino, feel like the middle. Black Gambino, God like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the land.
The guy is blowing clouds. Letting him rip into the sky, man, with his big old vape rig. Walking up the street without a care. Good going, weirdo. Dre's in the Matrix. This bike. Oh, he got off the bike. All right, I gotta go. It's Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday. I'll see you later.